Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
As you know, we've been journeying through leadership lessons from the life of David. We began with act different, a take from how God led David or how God leads, which is from Psalm 23. Pastor Mark Chu followed that up with a message on hidden with God. And last week, I gave you a message entitled Growing Pains, that there are pains in growing to become a leader. Now, today, I want to talk to you about a question a young leader once asked me. He said, if there was only one essential leadership skill you could share with me, what would it be? I remember sitting at the restaurant while we were having lunch when he asked me this question, and I asked him to give me a few minutes to think about it. After a few minutes, I had to reply and say, it's probably this one word called clarity. The little thing that is one word that is often misunderstood or misappropriated or something that leaders don't have. I've entitled this message, Vision 2021. Not because you should have a vision for 2021, which could be possible, but more importantly, that your vision or your clarity will not be 2020, but beyond 2020 into 2021. The story I want to take is in the life of David. David now is an older man, he's coming of age, and he's surrounded by a court of leaders, one of which was his uncle Jonathan. The other one is a man named Hushai, which is a very smart man, Ahithophel, who was one of his counselors, and finally Joab, the strong man. And this was the guy that had brothers who could easily overthrow him. David knew that in order to lead for the future as he aged and as he stepped off as the leader, he knew one of the things that he understood clearly was his leadership was not be there forever. In other words, he had to create clarity. Clarity is important if we're going to be leaders. The more we understand this principle, whether we're old or young, the sooner we become the leaders God intended us to be. In 1 Chronicles chapter 28, the story begins where David summoned all the officials of Israel to assemble at Jerusalem, the officers over the tribes, the commanders of the divisions of the service of the king. Notice where it says that David summoned all the officials. He was trying to make sure that he was doing something that would be clear to everyone. If we're going to be clear, we need to be clear not just to us a portion of people, but to all the people around us. It says in verse 2, David rose to his feet and said, "Listen to me, my fellow Israelites, my people. I had it in my heart to build a house." He's talking about a vision. He's talking about a plan that he had. In fact, it says in the next half of the verse, "As a place of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord, for the footstool of our God, and I made plans to build it." He was clearly explaining a vision, making clear that his vision and plans for the future is a continuation of something that God had begun. Notice where it says in verse 3, "But God said to me, you are not to build a house for my name, because you are a warrior and you have shed blood." Notice where he's clarifying, "I had a vision, and this is the vision to build a house for God, but I won't be the one to build it because God is not intending for me to do that." And then it's important to explain why. Yet the Lord God of Israel chose me, and now he's reviewing, clarifying the vision, involves taking people back to the history of how things happened. "Yet the Lord, the God of Israel, chose me from my whole family to be king of Israel forever. He chose Judah as leader, and from the tribe of Judah, he chose my family and my father's sons. He was pleased to make me king over Israel. Of all my sons," and here it is, he's clarifying things. He said, "I've got a lot of sons. The Lord has given me many, and he has chosen my son Solomon to sit in the throne of the kingdom of God, of Lord of Israel, forever." Making yourself clear is important. Leaders who don't do that will cause confusion and potentially a lot of trouble. In verse 6, it says, "He said to me, Solomon, your son, is the one who will build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father." Watch this. He says, "It is Solomon, my son, not you, Jonathan, not you, Hushai, not you, the Archite, not you, Ahithophel, not you, Joab, not all my other sons, Solomon." A clear vision starts with clear directions. A leader with unclear directions will cause fuzzy things, and unclear and blurred directions brings insecurity, confusion, and eventual fragmentation. As I was thinking about illustrating this particular story, I thought of the McDonald's hamburger. McDonald's is 66 years old, 2 years older than I am. The interesting thing about McDonald's is that McDonald's has 39,000 stores globally. Think about it. 39,000 stores divided by 365 days in a year equals one store a day for the last 106 years. Have you ever heard of a company that built one restaurant every day for the last 106 years? Probably not. The reason why McDonald's is such a success is not because it sells even quality food, or for that matter, healthy food, but it serves fast food and value food, which everybody knows clearly. When things are clear, people align. Now, you may not be realizing this. McDonald's, to run 39,000 stores at its peak in 2012 and 2013, had over 400,000 employees. Now, think about what will happen if you're not clear and you had that many people buying, following, serving, supplying you. Today, because of COVID, the numbers have dropped to 200,000. But yet the truth remains, the only way you can get that many people to follow you is to be clear. How does McDonald's get all these people to follow? Clear. Clarity. When you're clear about what you're offering, what you're doing, regardless of whether they agree with you, the principle applies. Many times leaders fail because of a lack of clarity. I remember this very clearly years ago when I had some people attending my church. There was a group of very elderly men, very accomplished, very wealthy, who once came to me with a list of reasons why they should move to our church after having seen their church get into trouble. They came to me with a list of, I think, 14 or 15, potentially even 20 questions, and asking me if I had a Christmas cantata, do we have this and do we have that, what's our statement of faith? And I remember in that private meeting, I walked over to the board and wrote the word discipleship. This church is only about one word, and that word is discipleship. If you're going to join this church, what I intend to do is to teach you how to pray, to teach you how to love God's word, to teach you how to serve others, and to teach you how to proclaim the gospel to others. If that's not what your understanding of what this is, then this is not your church. A leader needs to be clear. Many times, the reason why there's confusion in restaurants or businesses or even families and churches is because leaders are not clear. Leaders who are clear are what David did, is what David did. In verse 8, he says, "No, now I charge you," here, watch this, he's now saying, "I charge you in the sight of all Israel and of the assembly of the Lord and in the hearing of our God." Couldn't be clearer than that. When you have a clear vision, you're going to have a clear direction. When you have clear directions, you're going to make clear decisions. Many times our decisions are unclear. It causes confusion because our direction is not clear, because our vision is not clear. Verse 28, the second half says, "Be careful to follow all the commands of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land and pass it on as an inheritance to your descendants forever." Watch this. Be careful to follow all the commands. This is a decision that I've made, that you may possess this. Now, beyond me, after my decision, at some point, it will be you who will make those decisions. But make no mistake about it, you're going to have to make decisions. It's not yes or no or maybe. You have to decide. Leaders who don't decide will bring confusion. Followers who don't know what the direction is, the decisions are, making no decision is actually making a decision not to make a decision. You still have to make a decision. The point is, in verse 9 it says, "And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the Lord God of your father and serve him with a wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind, till the Lord searches the heart and understands every desire and every thought." I love this because if you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. David is making clear the vision, the direction, the decision, and finally the declaration. Many times, leaders are not making clear declarations because they're not clear about their vision, direction, and decision. In 2020 last year, I remember being in a taxi cab at the outbreak of COVID. I remember hearing the voice of this leader. His name in Singapore, one of the leaders of Singapore, was Minister Lawrence Wong. I remember his very soft and yet very solid voice. He was a reassuring voice of a leader explaining that COVID had arrived. He wasn't driving us to fear. He was explaining the situation. And he was explaining that he was in the front lines right there in the hospital. I remember feeling the sense of that declaration, hearing him explain the facts about it and the clear directives of the government that we're taking. What's interesting about Lawrence Wong is his declaration in January. In January of 2021, he made a second declaration saying the COVID-19 pandemic could last 4 to 5 years. I thought that was an interesting type of leadership. A man who was not interested in being popular, but telling people a clear direction, a clear decision, and a clear declaration. Make no mistake about it. If you're going to be a leader, it's not about your popularity. It's about being clear. A clear vision is important. Now, meanwhile, back to 1 Chronicles 28. Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple, its buildings, its storerooms, its upper parts, and its inner rooms. Now watch this. It says David gave his Solomon plans. David did not just give him a direction, a decision, a declaration. He gave him plans. If we're going to lead, we've got to understand we can't just have clear vision. We've got to have clear plans. The second verse says he gave him plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind for the courts of the temple of the Lord. Notice where it says the word plans twice. Clear vision also needs to come with clear plans. Clear plans are important if we're going to be leaders who are clear about what the future might hold. He gave him plans, and notice what it says, of all that the Spirit had put in his mind. A lot of people check out when it comes to visions and plans because they think it's not spiritual. And yet here we find David saying that planning is both spiritual and mental. In fact, if you're going to have clear plans, you better be spiritual and mental. Now, one of the things you need to understand about a clear vision, it gives direction, declaration, is the reality that when you have plans that are both spiritual and mental, they're also very practical. Plans align people when plans are clear. When plans are unclear and the direction is unclear, people cannot align. The clearer a leader is, the people align when their plans are clear. Notice where it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. God is establishing plans because God himself is a planner. In fact, the book of Hebrews says he's an architect. He's a builder. He's one who plans ahead before he builds. The book of Jeremiah tells us that God has plans for us, plans to prosper us and not to hurt us, plans to give us a hope and a future. 2021 is a planning year. Having clear vision or 2021 vision is important if we are to be the people that God wants to lead. Now notice further in verse 28, chapter 28, verse 13, plans give you ability to give instructions. When there are no plans, there will be no clear instructions. Clear plans demand clear instructions. Now the elements of clear instructions are found in verse 13. For the divisions of the priests, clear plans allow us to give people clear instructions and allow us to be organized. David was able to organize his team into divisions of leaders. Next, it says, for all the work that they were doing. Clear plans, clear instructions allow us to be organized. And secondly, it allows us to define work and functions. Many times, the reason why life, families, homes, or ourselves are disorganized is because we don't have clear instructions. We don't have clarity in our lives. Clear plans allow us to be organized, define the work and functions, and finally, notice what it says, as well as for all the articles to be used in the service. Clear planning and clear instructions get organized, define the work and functions, and finally, identify the resources needed. When we want to see success into the future as young people or as older people, it doesn't change the fact that we need to be clear about the way we live our lives and the way we lead. Verse 19 says, all this, watch this, David, I have in writing. Sometimes I wonder why so many believers take things too spiritual, and yet the Bible tells us that David said he wrote these things as the hand of the Lord was hid with him. The spiritual and the mental are not opposed to one another. In fact, the intellectual is very spiritual and the spiritual is very intellectual. I have in writing, he says, as a result of the Lord's hand being upon me. He is speaking about the spiritual, the mental, and finally says, I've got it clearly written. I've got it written down. If we're going to be clear, we're going to have clear vision. We're going to have clear plans that are both spiritual and mentally ordained of God. Clear instructions that allow us to organize, define the work, identify the resources. And we better put it in record. We better make sure that this is something that people can follow through after we've implemented it. Now, next, what happens is that, and he enabled me to understand all the details of the plan. Many times we keep planning without the details. David did not do that. He wrote it down. He knew it was the Spirit of God. He allowed the Spirit of God to lead him. And then he wrote the details. You've all heard the saying, the devil is in the details. And that's true. Many times our mistakes happen not because of the failure of the vision, but because of the details that were not put into plan. The truth of the matter is, this saying was originally the God is in the details. God is intentionally wanting us to be a people who are detailed, because detailed makes plans clear. If we're going to see leadership, as I've explained to this young leader, a clear vision and clear plans. Finally, in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 14, it says he designated the weight for the gold of the articles to be used in the various kinds of service and the weight of the silver for all the silver articles to be used. I want you to take note of these two words, the weight. He designated the weight, and then he says the weight. Notice where in chapter 1 Chronicles 28, verse 14, all the way down to verse 18, shows us the word weight 11 times. It's very interesting that 11 times the word weight shows up in this particular section of Scripture as David closes out his instructions. 11 times. The reason why is because a clear vision, clear plans need to be augmented with clear weights. What are clear weights? Number one, clear on value and cost. When you don't know the difference between the two and you just keep doing things and you're wasting away valuable resources like time, effort, and energy, it'll cost you. When you understand that there's only 100% of time, of energy, and of money, you need to understand that there's a way to manage that, because if you lose that, you're going to have 0% of everything. The question is, can you tell the value of an individual, of a person, of a direction, of a directive, of a plan? The clearer these things become to you, the easier it will be for you to execute your vision and your plans. When you understand clear weights, you also understand that weights mean priorities. When you say something has weight, what that means is that is a priority. The ability to distinguish priorities, and by the way, if you're a young man, this is probably one of the most important things you're going to need to know in life. Do you know which one has the higher value and the cost attached to it? And can you tell which one is the priority? To do that, I want to show you the priority matrix. It talks about value versus cost. When you have something that is of a high value and a low cost, and something that is low effort, or high effort rather, and low in terms of risk, that is your priority. When you have something of high value and low cost, maybe it will require effort on your part, like taking care of your health, but it's low risk, prioritize on that. When you have something that is of a high cost and yet a high value and high effort, even though it's a high risk, you need to start thinking about that. That's important, because the value is there. And when you understand that, you'll be able to tell that that is something you need to check out or investigate. When you have something that is of low value and it's low risk and low effort, even though it is low in cost, it's probably you have to consider that, but probably not to prioritize it. And many times this is where we fail. We keep prioritizing what should be considered rather than prioritizing the highest value. Now, lastly, the one you should avoid is the one that is a high risk, a high cost, a low effort, and a low value. The point is very simple. Value. The more you understand the relationship between value and cost, the clearer you're going to be able to prioritize. The final point, when I'm leading, whether that's my children, my own life, the people around me, the church that God has entrusted to me, or the businesses I've had in the past. Clear on value, clear on cost, clear on priorities, and clear on loads. What that simply means is people have different loads to carry. Not everybody has the capacity to carry the same load. Some can carry higher loads, and even I can only carry so much. We need to teach people how to carry their own load. We need to teach people that without loads, you will not have muscles. The tension between managing people or leading people to understand the need to carry loads and also to watch out for people who are overloaded, because when they are, they will just be injured. Injury is next. In short, to have Vision 2021, clarity is necessary. To be clear as a leader, whether that's for your personal life or the life of the people you lead, a clear vision demands clear plans and clear weights. When you're clear about the direction where God's taking you for your life, and you make clear decisions and clear declarations, you'll be able to make clear plans that are both spiritual and mental, that will have clear instructions and clearly written, and you'll be able to determine the weights that you're going to need, an ability to determine value versus cost, as well as clear priorities and clear loads. As I close this moment on leadership and proclaiming, I want us to proclaim Jesus. I want us to proclaim Jesus as the ultimate leader. Would you join me in this word of prayer? Please pick up a piece of bread and a cup as we close in this word of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are the light of the world, and in you there is no darkness but complete clarity. Help us to lead our lives and the people you have entrusted to us with great clarity, whether in our direction, decisions, or declarations. Grant us the ability to make clear plans that come from your Spirit while giving us the mind of Christ. As we plan, help us interact clearly and put our plans on record. May we be the kind of leaders who discern value and cost clearly, knowing what to prioritize, being sensitive to the weights and loads we put on ourselves and others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.